Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
And so we get it. We get that it's going to take a little bit of time for folks to feel what the Bidenomics has been able to do.
I guess when I just feel good that the American people got up. They've been through a rough time with pandemic, but now we're coming back. They're back.
Final NBC poll had him at just 40% approval, 57% disapproval. That's the lowest. That's the lowest in an NBC poll for an incumbent facing a re-election here.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Here's our toll-free number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Well, a lot of famous people whose names are associated with Jeffrey Epstein. Now, does that mean that they were involved in his nefarious, you know, corrupt, disgusting, repulsive, evil activities with young women? No. Certain high profile people like Prince Andrew and Bill Clinton, they would be top choices in my mind of people I'd be suspicious of. Then you have guys like Al Gore, Kevin Spacey, Stephen Hawkins, and the list goes on and on. Now, it's interesting over time that Prince Andrew now is not really officially acting in any capacity for the royal family as a result of all this. Some type of settlement was reached with one of the women that made accusations against him. you can hear Prince Andrew, and then the woman that makes the accusation. Here first is the allegation by a young woman claiming that he lied in this interview, and then you hear Prince Andrew denying Epstein's allegations. Listen.
I'm calling BS on this because that's what it is. He knows what happened. This guy was sweating all over me. Like, his sweat was like, it was raining basically everywhere. And I was just like, whoa, grossed out from it. But I knew I had to keep him happy because that's what Jeffrey and Ghislaine would expect from me.
One of Epstein's accusers, Virginia Roberts, yeah, has made allegations against you. She was very specific about that night. Mm-hmm. She described dancing with you, no, and you profusely sweating, and that she went on to have baths, possibly.
There's a slight problem with the sweating, because I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, and that was, I didn't sweat at the time, because I had suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline in the Falklands War when I was shot at, and I simply, it was almost impossible for me to sweat.
Do you remember dancing at Tramp?
No. That couldn't have happened, because the date that is being suggested, I was at home with the children.
You know that you were at home with the children. Mm. Was it a memorable night?
On that particular day that we now understand is the date, which is the 10th of March, I was at home. I was with the children. I'd taken Beatrice to a Pizza Express in Woking for a party at, sort of 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Why would you remember that so specifically? Why would you remember a Pizza Express birthday and being at home?
Because going to Pizza Express in Woking is an unusual thing for me to do. A very unusual thing for me to do. I've only been to Woking a couple of times, and I remember it weirdly distinctly. But as soon as somebody reminded me of it, I went, oh yes, I remember that.
Now, one thing I know the media mob was looking at is, well, what involvement does Donald Trump have? Well, there were specific questions asked about Donald Trump. Do you ever see him on the plane? No. Do you ever see him at his place in New Mexico? No. You ever see him at his place, Orgy Island, as they call it? No. None of the places. Ever see him in Palm Beach? No. And Donald Trump famously kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago, apparently because of his behavior regarding women. Joining us now to discuss this, Arthur Idala is with us. He's an attorney for Ghislaine Maxwell. Sir, welcome back. How are you? Long time.
How are you, sir? It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and warm regards to you and everyone around you.
Happy New Year. All right, so you represented Ms. Maxwell. It really came down to her and Jeffrey Epstein, with all these other names being mentioned. What was your reaction to the release of this information yesterday?
Well, it's nothing. It was a big zero for really anyone who has followed this and studied it. There weren't any really big revelations that came out of it. And just to be clear, Sean, I did not try Ghislaine's case. We're working on her appeal, and we'll be arguing that probably in the month of March. But you know, obviously, we know the case inside and out. And we knew that there was nothing that was really coming out here. And for open disclosure, I also represent Alan Dershowitz in his defamation case against Virginia.
Professor Dershowitz, who, by the way, was on my show last night, and an accusation was made against him, and then it was retracted, which I think is an important point. And he even says that he believes, had all the information come out and the judge didn't release everything, that there's exculpatory information for about him that he wants out. He wants it all out, and he's been, you know, pleading his innocence from day one. But once she withdrew the allegation and said she may have been mistaken, I don't even know why his name gets mentioned anymore.
Well, I've been by Professor Dershowitz's side since he was mentioned in a footnote in a different lawsuit by Ms. Giuffre in 2014. So it's going on a decade that Professor Dershowitz and I have been fighting these charges, and, you know, hats off to him by really screaming his innocence from the highest mountains possible. And he has the the cachet to do so. And ultimately, it was last November, yes, Ms. Giuffre said that she may have been made a mistake and there were apologies issued. And, you know, you have to keep that, Sean, in the front of your mind, because she is a big person here making these accusations and throwing all of these names around. And the only one who really pushed back hard against her was Professor Dershowitz. And now we see how that wound up. So, you know, a lot of these names, I mean, Sean, you know, you mentioned Kevin Spacey. You know, I believe he is a gay man, so I don't think he's involved. You mentioned Stephen Hawkins. I believe he's a quadriplegic, so I don't think he was involved in any sex scandals. So, I mean, a lot of these names that are thrown out there, including Donald Trump's name, are just thrown in there to grab some headlines and to have people the likes of Sean Hannity to, you know, discuss it on their number one radio show.
The point is here, I mean, Jeffrey Epstein, by everybody's account, do you disagree, you know, was involved in this, really what's involved in an underage sex ring? Do you doubt that any of that's true?
As a criminal defense attorney, Sean, the only reason why I hesitate is I didn't really get into Jeffrey Epstein. I got into Ghislaine Maxwell. I got into the accusations of Dershowitz inside and out. I know what the accusations are against Epstein. He was either killed or he killed himself before the U.S. Attorney's Office really got to put their evidence on the table. So, I mean, if you look at some of the evidence in Ghislaine Maxwell's case, yes, it looks like Jeffrey Epstein was doing some very inappropriate things.
But she seemed to be Epstein's point person. Are you saying you don't believe that to be true? Are you saying that these allegations made by these women, even in some cases underage, that they were false, that none of this happened, and that she was unaware of all of it? Do you believe that?
Well, it depends what you say she's unaware of. Ghislaine Maxwell has been very consistent from day one that she was never involved in forcing any human being to do anything that they didn't want to do or put them into a situation where they were in any kind of danger or any kind of peril. If people made choices along the way, I mean, there are witnesses who say that some of these young women testified to them, or I shouldn't say testified, told them that their times on that island and their times with Jeffrey Epstein were the best times of their life. I'm not saying that there aren't people who there aren't young people who may have been victimized, but there were also young people who were flying on private planes, eating caviar, drinking Dom Perignon, and maybe hanging out with the likes of a former president of the United States. So, you know, I don't know enough about Jeffrey Epstein to really tell you.
I mean, there would be a big distinction, though, however, if we're talking about an adults versus underage girls, there's a distinction. However, as a lawyer, you know, interstate sex trafficking is illegal. In other words, if you're taking people from one place to another for the purpose of paying them for whatever sexual activity you're involved in with them, that would be a crime, is it not?
Yeah. Listen, I totally agree with you about people who are underage versus people who are, you know, of age. And sex trafficking doesn't have necessarily an age limit to it. There are actually ways that you could get more jail time for people who are underage. But look, the whole thing, Sean, I want to make something clear. I am not disagreeing with you whatsoever that if the claims against Jeffrey Epstein were accurate, what the U.S. Attorney's Office put in their indictment is accurate, it's absolutely disgusting. But here's what I do want to say, and you know this very well, covering New York politics for decades, New York courts for decades. The way when they arrested John Gotti and they arrested five of his associates, the way when they arrest the main defendant and they arrest three or four of their co-defendants that we see over and over again, when they arrested Jeffrey Epstein, they arrested no one else. And had he lived, you wouldn't have even heard the name Ghislaine Maxwell. That's my opinion. Maybe a witness would have said something, but if she was such a bad person, if she was so culpable, the way the U.S. Attorney's Office always works is they bring everyone down with them. Let's go down to Georgia. They don't just grab Donald Trump, do they? They grab Trump, Giuliani, and 17 other people beside them. But here, they only grabbed Epstein. So if there's a devil here, if you want to call him out, it's Jeffrey Epstein. and everyone else may be collateral damage via I don't know what you want to call him. That Monday morning quarterbacking. But here's what's really ironic, though, Sean Hannity, and I know you can wrap your brain around this one. This is a sex trafficking ring of young women being abused by men. And the only human being who's incarcerated for this, who's been charged with this, is a woman.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Arthur Idala. He is the attorney for Ghislaine Maxwell. And anyway, we'll continue our discussion about the document dump yesterday as it relates to Jeffrey Epstein. We'll get to your calls coming up as well. 800-941-SEAN, our number. All right, we continue now with Arthur Idala. He is, by the way, the attorney for Ghislaine Maxwell, especially on this appeal that she has coming up. This in relation to the big document dump as it relates to Jeffrey Epstein. Look, I mean, here's the problem. Arthur, is that we're looking at the possibility here that we have, you know, these very rich, powerful men. I mean, to be on an island or be in a resort or to be in a location and then to have these very specific charges laid out against you, you know, where there's a lot of smoke like that, a lot of people are going to believe there's fire. Do you think there's no fire?
Well, here's where I'm tainted. And since you had him on your show last night, I could talk about it, is Professor Dershowitz. When we first came into this case, she's saying Dershowitz was on the island and sexually abused her. And yes, you know what? Alan Dershowitz was on the island with his wife, with his 12-year-old daughter, I think she was at the time, 11 or 12-year-old daughter at the time, and there were no women there. Jeffrey Epstein had just purchased the island. There were actually workers there, like, still putting the island together. So you have someone saying it, A, happened, and then when you dig through it over years, Alan's been fighting this, it turns out, this person says, I may have made a mistake. Maybe it wasn't Alan Dershowitz who did this to me.
But he's the only one that happened to. And I would argue, but his forceful denials and public denials and his willingness to challenge this at any level probably led to the, maybe I made a mistake here.
But there were, I have no problem telling you, Sean, there were a lot of people who were criticizing me even, as well as Alan. There's that, I guess, Shakespearean expression, thou who protests too much, saying, oh, Alan is just going on the offense as a good defense, but he must have done something wrong here. We knew the whole time that he didn't. Am I saying that I know whether Jeffrey Epstein had other people on this island who did these things? I absolutely am not. I just had a very bad experience with the people who are making these accusations here regarding someone who not only is my client, he's a dear friend of mine, he's a mentor, and I respect him so much. So I'm being very honest. I'm very tainted in my reaction.
I don't think you're tainted. I've known Alan Dershowitz for decades. I didn't believe it, and I listened to his passionate cries of innocence, and I still believe, unlike a lot of people, in the presumption of innocence, and I don't rush to judgment, and I don't know what happened. But, I would like to get to the bottom of it. And anybody that was involved with Epstein that was guilty of this, I hope we find out who those people are. But we'll watch the case closely. Anyway, Arthur Idala, great to talk to you again. It's been a long time. Thank you for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Sean. Thank you so much.
800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. Your calls, your comments coming up straight ahead. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com, get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans Programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. you may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
All right, let's get to our busy phones. Many of you really patient today. We're very grateful. Clay in Michigan next. Sean Hannity Show. Clay, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Happy New Year, Sean, and I have to become the strongest advocate for Katie. She needs a raise. That's one of the best call screeners I have ever met.
Why are you sucking up to Kate? Why are you sucking up to the call screener? Why are you just slobbering here? I mean, because you want to get on more often. I'm just guessing.
Of course, because after 30 years since listening to you since Phil Donahue days, this is my first time talking to you. Used to talk to Rush quite a bit, but that's the first time I've called in, and I got to tell you, she kept it informed. She does a great job, and keep up the great work, Katie. Make sure Sean Hannity gives you a raise. He can afford it.
But, okay, now you're saying everything that's true about Katie. You agree. If you used to call Rush's show, that means you talked to Bo Snerdly. You know, James, a.k.a. James Golden, who's a dear friend of ours. And that also means that I don't know if you ever got there was a show within the Rush Limbaugh show. And that was James Golden screening calls for Rush. I mean, he would be battling, fighting. I mean, it was you had to see it to believe it. It was so good.
It was so good because the idea of a great call screener is to make the host look good. We know that. And Katie keeps the waiters on the line informed. And I do this part and parcel, but I'm not the level that you are. However, it's fantastic listening. But when we call in the Rush years ago, I mean, you'd fill in for him. Of course, man, we used to love listening to Hannity filling in for Rush. And you were one of the ones that got me inspired to do this, you know, nonsensical rant ravings we do on radio, as you know, as they say.
So wait a minute. So are you hosting your own show?
I'm a podcaster of sorts. Mine is called The Bald Eagle Show. But, yeah.
Oh, good for you. By the way, good for you. And I hope people tune in. That'd be awesome.
They are. You're going to get about 500 more listeners today because I told them I'll be on there at 3 o'clock or whatever it is in Michigan. So, but I want
what's on your mind today?
I want to congratulate you first on finally moving to Florida from someone who's stuck here in Michigan. I know how you felt there in New York, and don't apologize for it, Sean. That is my biggest frustration with you.
When have I ever apologized? I'm not apologetic at all. As a matter of fact, I'm energized by it. I'm happy about it, and I'm glad I was able to finally do it.
Well, you kind of did it last night. You're like, well, I maybe waited too long, and maybe I did. No, Sean, you did it is the key. I'm glad you did. There was a time when Sean Hannity was as decisive and as on point as anybody I ever listened to. The only frustration I ever seem to have with you, Sean, is that you like to play it safe sometimes when it comes to this boycott stuff. Alrighty. And I know you've explained it before on your show, but people like Dylan Mulvaney or Target or Disney, these are the same ones that want to boycott you. And I get you want to play it safe and not offend the workers and so on and so forth. But honestly, would you want to work for a company that makes awful decisions? So yes, I'm not an advocate of boycott the whole world. However, those jokers that have hurt their own company, if you work for them and you are complicit in their bad decisions, where's their union is my question.
Let me just correct one thing you're saying. You're right about that. I don't support boycotts. I don't call for firings and cancellations. But your reasoning or your perceived reasoning that I'm doing it to, quote, play it safe is not accurate. It's that I am a believer in freedom, and I take that belief very seriously. What do I mean by that? For example, I'm not telling anybody whether they should buy Bud Light or not buy Bud Light. I just don't want to participate. I'll tell you why. In that case, I didn't want the guys that work in the factory, the guys that load the trucks, the guys that pay for the routes to lose any money. I talked to one route owner the other day, and he said it was his worst year in the beer industry, and he's been doing it for decades. So my friend John Gomez was having dinner with him, and he called me, and we talked to them. I talked to this guy. He was a nice guy. So there are reasons. As long as everybody has the freedom, if your choice is, I don't like what they did at Anheuser-Busch, and therefore I'm going to boycott them, well, I support the freedom that allows you to make that choice. You know, and if somebody doesn't want to watch a show or listen to a show, they don't have to. And so for me, it's about the principles. It has nothing to do. What am I playing safe here? If I say, you know, I support a boycott, how is that safe? What am I saving myself from?
Got it. My only respectful pushback on that, Sean, is if these laborers that we feel so sorry for consistently when their executives make ridiculously bad decisions. I mean, what possible good could have come of Bud Light? Let me finish, and then I'll go ahead and give you the floor on that one, because I don't want to take your time up forever. But these people that work for these companies need to also stand up. They have unions. They pay dues. Why, if we are feeling bad for laborers that are unwilling to speak up against a company that is making a bad decision that will affect them, I feel bad for that laborer. But do you truly want to work for someone?
You are way too dismissive of people that think about this. Let's say you have one of the beer routes that you paid a lot of money for, invested a lot of money in, and now you're making half what you used to make. Or let's say you work in a beer factory, or let's say you drive one of those trucks, and now you're making a lot less money, or in the case of many that got fired as a result. These were high-paying career jobs for people, and you're just very, you know, nonchalantly saying that they can walk away from their career job, and meanwhile they got a mortgage to pay or rent to pay, they got a car payment they got to meet, they got kids to send to college. You're being way too casual with people. Should just walk away because they didn't like one decision that their parent company made. It's not that simple for people. And I know maybe in principle, sure, we'd all like to be the most principled people, but you know what? They've got responsibilities. They've got kids. They've got to feed. They've got healthcare bills that they've got to pay. They've got car payments and house payments that they've got to pay. And, you know, over Dylan Mulvaney, do you really want to leave a career job, even though they should have apologized and should have resolved this a lot quicker? I think they made a really loud statement by partnering with Dana White and UFC. I think that was their way of saying, you know what, we're done with this and we're going to tell the world we're done with it, because you're never going to silence Dana White. You're never going to shut him down, ever. And they knew that and they did it anyway. That might have been their roundabout way of apologizing to me. So I'm kind of surprised you're so casually, you know, saying, well, if your company makes a bad decision, you need to walk away. It's not so simple.
But the bottom line is, Sean, there's 10,000 other beer makers out there. Okay,
but if you've been there 15, 20 years and you're about to get a pension, why would you walk away from that?
Because if you can't just, I mean, what is it going to do? So Bud Light goes out of business. They're not going to have beer anymore. There's millions of other places to drive for.
Listen, thousands of people lost their jobs as a result of this. And those jobs are career jobs for many people.
Then they should be the loudest and proudest protesters of the nonsensical decisions these companies make. Otherwise, if they're quiet about it just because they're afraid to speak up against their boss, then they're going to continue to allow bad decisions to be made at that executive level. That's what I'm basically saying.
No, I think they should be able to speak up and have the opportunity to speak up. But you know what? A lot of times, a lot of companies, you speak up and right there, your career is pretty much over. You got to be careful. Listen, life can be too... You're breaking this down into take a stand on principle and go down with the ship. And I'm just telling you, if you are the breadwinner and you have responsibilities and you have a family to take care of, you can't be that nonchalant. You just can't. But if that's what you choose to do, I respect your choice. I would respect your right to speak up and speak out. And if you're willing to pay the consequences, pay them. You know, you got to pick the hill you're going to die on. I mean, let me ask you, for example, you have a significant other in your life? Are you married?
Divorced. Got a girlfriend.
Okay.
And two daughters and a granddaughter.
Okay.
I'm sure.
So you get to a point where maybe you have a disagreement with your girlfriend. Okay. At some point, maybe it's a deal breaker. Maybe it's you got to compromise. Maybe it's you have to do something you really don't want to do, but you do it because you care about the other person and their feelings. You know, in this case, you don't know the circumstances people are living under. You don't know the financial responsibilities they have behind those jobs. And I just think you should be a little more considerate and understanding of the position that they've all been put in, granted by idiots in some marketing department that made a really dumb decision. And then the poor handling by Budweiser or Anheuser-Busch management, I think they just doubled down on stupid and they let it extend out much further than it should have gone. Now, that does not, then you've got to look at mitigating circumstances. And Dana White made this point. Do you know how hard it is to get one of those routes? It's nearly impossible. It's nearly impossible. People that get the routes, they hang on to it for their entire life. And then often they'll hand it off to a family member. So those routes, they're not readily available. I'll just get another route. It's not that simple and make as much money. And they invested their own money in this. And as I talked to this guy, it was just last night. I get a call from my buddy Gomez. He says, hey, Hannity, I want you to meet a friend of mine. He's over for dinner. And he started telling me, you know, the impact that this Budweiser boycott had directly on him. And he's been in the beer business for decades. The worst year he's ever had. And you know what? My heart goes out to him. I don't want people to suffer needlessly. All right, Clay, I'm going to let you go, man. Good luck to you. God bless you. Tommy, Texas, next, Sean Hannity Show. Hi.
Sean, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
What's going on?
Well, dittos to what you just shared with that previous caller, and you got me thinking. I worked for an Anheuser-Busch distributor many, many years ago in Central Texas, and that's right when Bud Light overtook Miller Lite as the number one brand light beer. And we sold figuratively, literally, truckloads and more. I'm thinking back, if I was still there, that would have absolutely affected my income.
Big time. This guy said the worst year he's ever had. He's had to make, you know, financial decisions as a result of the declining income. Look, most people think when they have a career job, they make financial decisions. Okay, I can pay my mortgage, rent, car payment, and put enough money away for retirement and my kids at college education. Those are the decisions that would go out the window when somebody makes a dumb decision like they did in this particular case. But that's why I thought about those people before I thought about, you know, one dumb decision by whoever made it.
Sure, sure. No, and I agree. And I will also say, Katie, you do a great job. I'm not sucking up, but she does do a great job. I heard.
No, by the way, you are totally sucking up, but it's fine. She does do a great job. Man. Hey, Linda, you're getting left out today. It's like people don't remember you because you've got your laryngitis.
I love it. On Linda. Give her some praise.
On Linda because of her laryngitis.
See that?
Yeah, some people like her more with laryngitis. I'm getting notes all day yesterday about this.
I hope she's close enough to slap you. No, teasing, of course. Hey, listen,
she's in her free state of Pennsylvania, and I'm in my free state of Florida, but go ahead.
Yeah, it'd be some long arms. So as I expressed to Katie, and this is somewhat rhetorical, and you don't have the answer, and you don't have the time to answer it. I got a phone call yesterday, and this is what prompted me to call your show. I got a phone call yesterday from somebody with Ted Cruz's campaign, you know, wanting me to contribute money. And I often get phone calls from the RNC because my wife and I've been contributors for a long, long, long time. We don't give a lot of money, but we give what we can. We're small business owners in Texas, and we want to support the conservative way of life and hopefully get this country back on the right track. Living in Texas, we are firsthand to see the border crisis and all the people that are affiliated with it. The homeless crisis in Austin is tough. My question is, and again, it's a tough one and probably a long answer. What are the Republicans going to do? And this is my concern. It causes a tremendous amount of trepidation for me and my friends to continue to give money, to give money, to give money to support, you know, the Republicans and the conservatives. Well, when it
only because I'm running out of time, I want to give you an answer that's hopefully meaningful to you. Ted Cruz has been one of the top conservative leaders in the U.S. Senate. He is being targeted. They'll spend more than what Beto Bozo spent the last time Ted ran for re-election. Ted Cruz is a fighter. Ted Cruz stands on principle. He's been great in sounding the alarm about the border. Both he and Governor Abbott have been terrific. And I could just tell you, if there's one person, if you want my recommendation that does need support because he is being targeted, it's Ted Cruz. We need Ted Cruz in the Senate. He's that good, and I don't want to lose him. Anyway, I just have to let you go because of the constraints of time. I do appreciate the call, my friend. God bless you. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern. Oh, the great Senator Kennedy of Louisiana. You never want to miss him. Jonathan Turley tonight, Charlie Hurt. Kaylee McEnany, Reince Priebus, President Trump's attorney, Alina Habba. Pam Bondi, much more. Set your DVR. Hannity at 9 on the Fox News Channel. See you tonight. Back here from the free state of Florida tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans Programs, and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.